Hare Krishna. So, at the beginning of today's program, the Sthana Yatra marks 2 weeks before the Rath Yatra, which is going to be this year on City Island, 25 Station Street, right in the middle of the bridge, where you're crossing Market Street to go from Harrisburg to Lemoyne area. In the middle of the bridge is the entrance to City Island. So the Lord, through the mercy, through His own mercy and the efforts of the devotees, will come out on City Island to bless the city of Harrisburg and all that see Him. It is said that those who see Him, whether they're devotees or non-devotees, get purified just by looking at the Lord. Just like in the Battle of Kurukshetra, that those soldiers who were fighting were blessed just by seeing the face of Krishna. So it is an auspicious day leading to an auspicious day 2 weeks from now. An auspicious day is Sthana Yatra leading to another auspicious day, the Rath Yatra festival, where the Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, and Lady Subhadra are paraded in the streets. This time it will be City Island. So today is part of the pastime of the Lord, in that Lord Jagannath is unwell. He's sick. He is going to be cared for in private for 2 weeks before he comes out. He's not even in as far as the whole setup is his pastime. He's not in the Jagannath temple. He's outside the Jagannath temple. He's in the Gundicha temple. So the Rath Yatra marks the travel from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple. The Gundicha temple also has quite a bit of pastimes connected with Lord Chaitanya. The cleaning of that particular temple is also a wonderful pastime. Now, we read from a few places first in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then, begging your permission and guidance and permission from the Parampara, my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, his spiritual master, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, that I hope to be used as an instrument to teach, preach to you what they want you to hear. So, in the Sthana Yatra celebration, as we're doing today, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 1, text 122, now just read the English translation. When Jagannath was absent from the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see him, and he felt separation and left Jagannath Puri to go to a place known as Alala Nath. Now, the purpose of the Prabhupada is saying that another name for this place is Brahmagiri. It's about 14 miles from Jagannath Puri and is also on the beach. There's also a temple of Jagannath there. And right now things have changed quite a bit. Leave it to Kali Yuga. There's a police station over there now. At the time there was in fact another temple, and also a post office is there, so the Prabhupada put it all in there. Now, but at the time, Sthana Yatra is the bathing ceremony, as we just did here. So, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. Now, because of that, he's moved to a private apartment where no one can see him. And at that time, when he's in the private apartment, there is some renovation, and I use the word advisedly, because he's a deity, Jagannath in the deity form. Different things are done to the body of a deity. Okay? One of them is to repaint the deity. Bathing has already happened, that's Tanyaka. So those who are expert in doing that kind of service, they take care of the Lord's body while he's sick. This is called Nava Yoga. So this goes on for about 15 days, 2 weeks. Then the Rathyatra comes and now Lord Jagannath is again visible to the public. Now there is a pastime, an actual situation that happened not long ago that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj related the story. Now, since Srila Prabhupada has put here, after the bathing ceremony, Sanyata, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. So he used the word apparently. And in fact, it ties into a particular pastime that's quite interesting. So Radha Maharaj told this story. There was a doctor, an Indian doctor. This is a real story. And he knew of Lord Jagannath. And this is, you know, his situation is what Srila Prabhupada warns us about. If you think that the deity is made of metal or wood or stone, then that's how the deity will appear to you. The deity is the Lord. The Lord is not inside the deity. The deity is the Lord. This is his merciful form for those of us that don't have spiritual eyes to be able to see him and serve him with our material eyes and our material bodies. So that is his mercy. So it was explained to the doctor, after Sanyata, the bathing ceremony, the Lord actually becomes sick. And the doctor didn't believe it, because he was looking at the deity, and how can the deity become sick? First of all, the deity is the Lord. The Lord is sick. The Supreme Controller is sick. But the Lord performs all kinds of pastimes. We know that. Except that he didn't believe it. So then he decided that he was going to take the Lord's temperature. The temperature of Lord Jagannath to see if he's really sick. Now, being a doctor, he knows that the temperature for the human in Fahrenheit is around 98.6, thereabouts. And when we get a fever and we go to the hospital and we're really burning out, we take a temperature, it usually will be like 99, 100, thereabouts, and we'll be already feeling very uncomfortable. So now, where did he put the thermometer? Well, through Lord Jagannath's clothes to it, below his arm, like that, that place, he put the thermometer in there. Very skeptical. He just did it anyway. And he waited a couple of minutes, took the thermometer out and looked at it, and he almost passed out. Lord Jagannath's temperature was 103. He was really feverish. So the Lord performed the pastime, the doctor said that he never doubted Lord Jagannath from that point on. Because the thermometers don't lie. And he pulled it out of Lord Jagannath's clothes, and Lord Jagannath's temperature is 103. Now 103, I don't know how many people have gotten 103. It's a horrible fever. You really are very hot then. And you're not allowed to touch the deity like that, or embrace, or find out, put your hand on it. So he just used the thermometer, but he was allowed to do it. And the temperature came up 103. So everybody that saw it, Zulens Radha Maharaj also talked about it, believed that yes, the Lord does in fact get sick. This is not child's play. The Lord's pastimes are real. That's why it's in the Shastra that one who understands or believes that the Lord's appearance and his pastimes are all transcendental, believe that they don't come back to the material world anymore, because he's going to take spiritual life very seriously. So the Lord does in fact get sick, and he's not visible to visitors at that time. So the deity is real. All deities are real, including the ones at your home. That is the Lord. Now, a devotee's aim is what? Krishna Prema. Learn how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord has given us so much mercy that he has come to our homes. Now, I'll pause for a moment and ask you, just show by hand, how many of you have deities of the Lord, whatever it is that you like, at your homes? Just show your hand by hand now. How many of you have deities at home? Okay, a lot of you have deities at home. Now, so you're already blessed to be able to serve the deities. Now, if we are to develop Krishna Prema, love of Godhead, and the Lord is already in our home in a deity form, then we are on the road to loving the Lord if we take service to the deity seriously. If we take it seriously. Even if we don't understand or have not advanced much in Krishna consciousness, if we take deity service seriously, along with, of course, we are in Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The deity will relate to us in such a way that our spiritual life would progress steadily and very nicely. Now, let's bring it to simple terms. So, if you love somebody, what do you do for them? I'm actually asking a question. Suggestions. What would you do for somebody you care for, you love very much? What would you do? Serve them in what way? Example, serve them in what way? Feed them, yes. Parents feed their children because they love them. What else? Do what? Give them gifts, yes. Feed them, give them gifts too. Any ideas? Say it again.
Keep them comfortable.
So, these are all signs of love. Feeding them, clothing them. Alright, now if you really, really, really love somebody, in American terms, the word is used, you spoil them, right? We all heard that before. You spoil them. So now, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kind enough to come to your home to give you the opportunity to serve them. So you don't only serve them, you spoil them. So now, from now on, your deities at home have to be spoiled by you. So, one example was given. You give them clothes. So now check what you have at home. How many deity clothes do you have? How many new deity clothes do you have? How many times do you change a deity? Double that. Begin to spoil them. If you change them once a month, change them once every 2 weeks. Some people don't know this, but those of us that did a little bit of service, some people here like that too, as pujaris, and I did that, and did a laundry. What we do is, during the Ekadashi day, the Lord does not wear gold type of earrings and stuff like that, right? Necklaces and so on. The jewels. So, it's replaced. So then, if you are caring for your deities and you want to do almost by the temple standards, then you put non-gold type of jewelry on your deities and the Kadesh. Now, if you keep that up, Krishna knows that you're being attentive to serving the deity. He knows that. Everything that we do is in fact noted by the deity, is noted by Krishna. Everything we do for the deity is noted by Krishna. Some of us may be offering arti to the deity, but not a full arti. In the home deity, that's what we're talking about. You are permitted to do the best that you can. That is there. If you have installed deities, then of course there's a particular standard that you have to keep. But if you are serving the deity in not totally up to the temple standard, it's a little bit low temple standard, now look at the things that you can do to add to the arti offering so that it's actually increased. These are all very practical things you can do. So maybe you don't offer flowers to the deity. Start buying flowers. They're not that expensive. You go to the store, buy flowers, put them in a vase. It will stay about 2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row, you get to use the same bunch of flowers. So add and add and add, because it's those little things that you add to your service that pleases Krishna. And when it pleases Krishna, then our devotional life becomes more purified and better, because we complain so much. Years and years and years we've been chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is no ecstasy that we feel. But this is about love. The more you give, the more God gives back. That's the way it is. So for the deity, we should increase our service and service quality. So if there are some things, and everybody will have something more that they can do. For deity service at home, there's room for improvement. Everybody, there's room for improvement. Maybe you wake them up too late. Well, try waking them up earlier then. So all things that we could do. And if you really love someone and you want to spoil them, you definitely make sure they have a lot of nice clothes. So act across the board. It doesn't matter how many clothes you have for ladies now, increase that quantity. Buy more clothes for the ladies, or if you know how to make them, make more clothes for the ladies. It doesn't matter if your deity at home has 100 outfits. Some temples may not even have 100. You have 100 outfits. You may not buy 100 at one time, but one time, once a month, add it to your budget. Once every 2 months, once every 3 months. But keep increasing and increasing and increasing. It gets to a point that, okay, well, this particular outfit is coming a little old, so I'm going to retire. Just let me retire our own clothes and put new ones on there. How much better it is to do for the Lord than for us? We have these material bodies that are going to die anyway. The Lord is eternal. So he even deserves one. He deserves even more. Okay, go ahead.
I said we sell the clothes
to
in the store.
The clothes are sold in the store. So you can go right there and get it. It's amazing how if you use money that way, and this is true, very true, if you use money more in the service of devotees and the service of the deity, the Lord will always give you more money. That's how devotees make more money, by actually using money to serve a deity more and serve devotees more. We are not about wealth. We are about service. So if you use money, let's talk about wealth in terms of money particularly. If you use money to serve devotees, you use money to serve the deities, then Krishna realizes you want to serve. So then he makes it possible for you to serve more. Therefore, he makes it possible for you to get more money. But making more money or getting more money means that your material livelihood is also going to get better. They go together after all. But then you use more of the money as it comes in to serve the deity. So let us all, for today, the message was Naniyatas, let us all spoil our deeds. And you will see what will happen in our own spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so we'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. What is your financial restrictions?
So Prabhu was asking if you have financial restrictions or your facing some difficulties financially. The heart, when you serve with your heart, that's free. So if you put more sincerity into your service, right, that doesn't require any more money. If you can add more to spoil the deity, do that. If you cannot at this time, then serve with greater sincerity. Serve with greater promptness. That's another one. Because Maya sometimes tells her, it's 10 o'clock. Hey, I wake up 10 o'clock. Yes. Sometime around 11. Then 11:45 and 12 o'clock. And then it goes on. That is a lot of our house. My house is also guilty of that. I think it's just, I'm speaking for my own purification too. So, we need to be more attentive to those things that don't cost money can also be used in service to deity. The only thing is, bear in mind, we are learning to love the deity. Therefore, if we think in terms of spoiling the deity by the quality of our service, then our love will increase. And believe me, when that happens, the Lord opens our heart too, and we feel happy. The happiness that comes from the soul, that many of us are trying to and don't feel it, it will come naturally. It's only when the deity gets pleased, when the Lord gets pleased, that you get that kind of feeling. So, let's spoil our deities. Hare Krishna. Any other comments, questions? Good question, by the way.
Prabhu, I just wanted to add that today we are doing the special Sringa for Vedanta
Lodhi Sivata. Okay.
It is called the Ati Vesha.
Okay.
Ati means an elephant. And so Lord Jagannath, Shringa, and Subhadra has the lotus Shringa. So every time in Jagannath Puri, when Rathyatra happens, when the Snanyatra happens, Snanyatra is supposed to be the appearance day of Lord Krishna. So, when Indrajitha Maharaj, the very first day when he started worshipping Jagannath, that is done when Snanyatra was done. So, when Snanyatra happens, Jagannath's colors are made up of mineral, vegetable paint. So, his face gets smeared with the paint. So, as Prabhupada was explaining, that they do Nakalaya, which is As Prabhu was explaining that after Snanyatra, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra is repainted. The reason he will not let me speak on the mic.
What?
My son. So the reason he's repainted is because the color gets smeared. So what had happened is many, many years ago, once a Brahmin who was a servant of Lord Ganesh had come, and he came to impress the... Yeah, we can talk later, that's okay. I'm just trying to kill the time because there is... We'll talk later because you won't know. So, many years ago, there was a Brahman who came to impress the king of Lord Jagannath Puri. And he was a devotee of Lord Ganesh. So, he decided some nice slokas in glorification of the king of Jagannath Puri. So, the king gave him a lot of awards. But then the king asked him to go and take darshan of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And they were going through the snana ceremony, the Vedic ceremony. So the Brahmin said, I am devoted to Lord Ganesh. I will not go and see anybody else. I don't want to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So the king did not like that. So the king a little bit strongly and firmly said, I request you to please go and take darshan. So the Brahmin was a little afraid of the king. But the Brahmin went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath wanted to show his mercy on the Brahmin. So when the Brahmin went there, Lord Jagannath Baladev appeared as Lord Ganesh in front of him. So that they looked like their face was made of elephant head. And Subhadra turned into a lotus flower. And this is how he got the darshan. So since that day in Jagannath Puri, it's a custom that after the Snanyatra is done, Lord Jagannath and Baladev were dressed in the Hathi Vesa. Hathi means elephant, Vesha is an outfit. And Subhadra is dressed as Kamala Vesha. So Kamala means a lotus and Vesha means a dress. So in our Hare Krishna temple, we've been doing Snanyatra for many years now. And every time after the Snanyatra, the Lord comes out in the Hathi Vesha and he gives darshan. And after that, he goes away and he makes the drama of being sick, because he is always giving darshan to the devotees. So Lakshmiji is always feeling out of separation from Jagannath. So she complains that you don't spend time with me at all, even though you're my husband. So we hear that complaint on. So Jagannath says, okay, I will spend some time with you. So he makes a drama of being sick, and two weeks he stays just with Lakshmiji. Nobody else is allowed to come. Lakshmiji takes very good care of him. And then after 2 weeks, when Lakshmiji is satisfied, then he says, if you are very happy, can I go to Vrindavan? She says, yes, go, but come back soon. And that is what is Jagannath. That he goes to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra. So I just wanted to share when you see Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they might not be very recognizable because they will have an elephant mask on top of them. So please take this very special darshan of Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. I just wanted to share. Thank you.
Yeah, please go for 5 minutes more.
So nice pastime explained by Pamela. There was another sannyasi in ISKCON. His name is Sunas Bhakti Vidyapurna Swami, who also gave a katha. And this was, I just can remember that, so to put it in my head here, my guides, when Pamela mentioned the Ratriyatra, how it came to be. Now, many pastimes of Krishna are connected, very much connected. Like we talk about the Ganga waters going over the toe of Lord Vamanadeva and then winding up in the heavenly planets and then later on here in India, in this particular planet. There is another pastime also involving Narada Muni and Radha and Krishna. The Narada Muni we know is a transcendental musician. There's a whole story in Garga Samhita. And then the short part of it, the end of it is, when he got to play proper, first he was a terrible musician, by the way, if you can believe that. He was in fact Mata Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati. That actually, he meditated on Goddess Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati appeared and gave him the veena and taught him so many ragas, so many intricate arrangement phrases in music. And he wanted to play for and sing for listening enjoyment of anybody that would hear. He went to Surya's abode. Surya was busy circumambulating the sun. And by the way, Surya's chariot travels at 48,000 miles per hour, if you can believe that. Can you imagine that the fastest jet plane does about 2,000 miles an hour now here? Jagannath Surya Dev's chariot goes at 48,000 miles an hour. Anyway, so he was circumambulating the sun. He would not hear Narada Muni at that time. He went to Lord Brahma, but Brahma was not there. So he went to Vaikuntha. And it turned out that in one of the gardens there, that Radha and Krishna were, for American, with chilling, taking it easy. Now, he went, actually he didn't go by himself, he went with another heavenly entity. His name is Tumburu. So the two of them went. He was the only one. Tumburu was ready to listen to what Narada Muni had done, so he learned from Narada Muni. So the two of them now were a duo, you know, playing music. They went to the Lord and they told him that they would like to perform because Goddess Saraswati has taught Narada Muni and he has taught to do and go. They want to, you know, they were sitting, so they wanted to, Narada Muni wanted to do it for the Lord's pleasure. So they started playing and Krishna was very impressed. So impressed that his body started melting. Krishna's body started melting. And part of that body is also the Ganga River. So see, you know part of it, but Ganga Samhita also talks about that particular pastime, the Narada Muni and Krishna. And so Ganga River is also part of Krishna's body. Hare Krishna. So we can just go and try so many things. Now, what is the next thing? Any more comments or questions before we end this class? I think now. Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki Jai, Jai Gaur Premanande. So actually next.